Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, there's where it's at. There's where real shit pops. At the table discussing real hip hop. I'm TDI, officially spitting. Matter of fact, call in and give your opinion. Tell that other garbage to wrap it up, it's all over. Lush pretty much got it covered from all over. And don't say I ain't so cold, warn ya. Like a wrestling ring is wrapped in four corners. I'm TDI, listen to people's choice. Right now with Lushy Lush, the people's voice. Make sure that you log in the rush. And you're locking in with us, and you're locking into Lush. Oh yes, and you know that they feeling it. Cause they on the phone like Blog Talk Radio, I'm feeling this. I'm telling you right now, I'm done playing, yo. Y'all people need to log on to Lush Radio.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building all day, every day. You already know what it is, man, giving you nothing but the hottest music. All day and give you the hottest interviews worldwide, international, hands down. I'm the place for the people that need to be heard. Lush Radio Online all day. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. We in the building. Shout out to Strictly for the promo DJs. You know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. Shout out to them. Also, you know what I'm saying? I want to also shout out, you know what I mean, our official sponsors, Strictly Bump One. Shout out to them, you know, always doing their thing. They doing a 21 cities tour. Make sure you check that situation out. It's going down, you know what I mean? The 21 city tour is ridiculous right now. They might be in your town. Log on to www.myperformancetour.com. Lush Radio is about to go global. We're going to do Lush Radio Global. It's going to be going down. And I'm talking about hip-hop artists from Sweden all over the place. R&B artists, we getting it in. It's not a game. So y'all need to watch for that one. It's going down. Lush Radio Global. Shout-out to Funky Flashback. Shout-out to all my supporters, all my bloggers out there, everybody that's, you know, recently joined the team, because we definitely getting it in. And, yo, happy Thanksgiving to all those cats, because, you know, we ain't doing no show on Thanksgiving. Shout-out to all my cats, you know what I'm saying, on Thanksgiving. All love to y'all guys, because, you know, this is how we do all day, every day. Happy Thanksgiving is going down tonight. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, we got to go ahead and get into the music. I feel like I'm back for the first time. And I'm in, Miss Stack.
What she talking about this money?
DJs, producers, and models. Are you tired of searching for the spotlight? Well, if so, beginning December 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Hilton Daytona Beach Oceanfront Resort in Daytona Beach, Florida, the Performance Store is exactly what you've been waiting for. Register today at myperformancestore.com. Artists, come and finally get a chance to be heard by the industry's majors. DJs, come and show your skills in a DJ battle. Producers, come and network with over 1,000 artists, sell your beats, and get recognized by the industry's majors. And models, come walk the runway showing out the hottest new designs of the hottest clothing line. Strictly Bump 1. That's right, Strictly Bump 1. This event will also be filmed by G-Unit's ThisIs50.com. Confirmed for the panels thus far are representatives from Atlantic Records, Def Jam Records, G-Unit, Interscope Records, Swisher House Records, bodies from BET and VH1, and many more. So register right now at www.myperformancestore.com.
Yeah, 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 it's your hostess with the most, it's your girl, Leslie Les, live in the building all day, every day, getting it in. You already know what it is, man. Today, we're going to have the one, the only, what they call the man with the plan, Verbal Murder, you know what I'm saying, with the hot single Rolling. I'm talking about this joint, it's a club anthem, it's a club banger. He's going to be live in the building, shutting it down. All day, every day, man. You already know what it is, man. We about to go to the phone lines, baby. Let's get it. What up, what up, what up, what up? You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What up, PA?
What's good, what's good? It's your boy, Verbal Murder.
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane. Woo-hoo.
How you doing, Les?
I'm doing great, man. I got to give you a Lush Radio welcome, fam.
That's what's up. I like that.
Well, ain't nothing much, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting ready for the Thanksgiving thing. You know what I'm saying? I got to start cooking for like a whole army. You know how black folks are, man. Cousins start coming out the woodworks. You don't even know.
Everybody come through for Turkey Day, ain't?
Real talk, man. Before we get into the nitty gritty, you want to go ahead and get some shout-outs out, fam?
Yeah, I mean, I got shout-outs to my niggas out there, NFL Re-Money. We in the building all day, every day. My man Dirty, all the niggas that I rhyme with, you know what I mean, MSN Media, my nigga Ernest, Native Son, D-Will. You know what I mean, just everybody who looked out, who know what it is, YC, PA, York City, we in the building, and you. I lie, me murder, nigga.
That's what it is, man. I got to send a shout-out to Strictly for the promo, man, you know what I'm saying, for allowing us to do get this cracking, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Well, man. Verbal Murder, man. I got this single slid into my inbox, and I was like, yo, who is this cat right here, son? This joint right
rolling?
Here. Rolling, 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 son.
You like that right there. That's a good theme song. I got everybody feeling that, you know what I mean? That's another little club wasted, you know what I mean? It's a club song wasted, you know what I mean? We rolling over here. Pop me a bean and do my thing.
I feel you, man. So Verbal Murder, where did you get the name Verbal Murder from, fam?
Yeah, the name Verbal Murder just basically came from, you know what I mean, everything I do when I be spitting this shit, niggas always be like, damn, he murdered that, you know what I mean? He murdered them niggas. He murdered this. He murdered that. So I was just murder at first. And then, like, going to labels and going to being in the industry a little bit, it just got, like, that murder was just, like, a cliche. Like, you know what I mean? You had Murder, Inc., you had Murder This, you know what I mean? TC Murder, all these murders. And niggas, like, you got to put something to it. Like, why they call you murder? And I was like, because I'm verbally, you know what I mean? Like, I verbally murder niggas. So it just stuck with me, like, Verbal Murder. You know what I mean? And then it was just, like, my alias, like, you know what I mean? If you ever watch Usual Suspects. You know what I mean? You see Verbal Murder is Kaiser Sosa at the end. You know what I mean? Verbal was Kaiser Sosa at the end. So it just, you know what I mean? It just stuck with me, like Verbal Murder, like Verbal. You know, niggas call me Verbal, niggas call me Murder, niggas call me Verbal Murder. So either way, you know what it is.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? And definitely you verbally murdering it out here in the streets, man. I mean, you actually, you know what I'm saying, actually got, like, you know, stand by your man, K. Slay, winning, you know what I'm saying,
I won that freestyle battle a minute ago. I took out some niggas just to let niggas know that I am verbally gifted, you know what I mean? Like, that's why they call me Murder. You know what I mean? You know how Big said they don't call me Big for nothing? You know what I mean? They don't call me Murder for nothing. just tell everybody out there, you know what I mean, before you do anything, you know what I mean, come at me sideways. They don't call me murder for nothing. Niggas can take that any way they want to. No disrespect. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I told. What made you get into the game, man? What made you decide, yo, I'm about to annihilate all these cats out here?
Nah, I just used to like, you know what I mean, videos. I used to always watch videos. And two niggas that I used to always fuck with and I still do fuck with, you know what I mean? They was always rapping. And I used to always hear them and be like, damn, these niggas is nice, you know what I mean? And I used to put my little shit together at the crib. I let them hear it, and they like, yo, you nice too. You can do it too. Like, you know what I mean? Just let niggas know that you nice, you know what I mean? And then I started spitting it on the block in front of motherfuckers, spitting at the park, at the, you know what I mean, little fundraiser events, talent shows, and just got to the point where, all right, this is what I want to do, you know what I mean? Right, niggas say I'm nice at this, I'm going to do it.
That's real talk, man. And Verbal, man, you know, being in this industry, man, there's some good sides and some bad sides. What do you feel is the hardest thing you had to deal with, you know, just being in this industry?
The hardest thing I had to deal with being in this industry is like, I don't want to say fake people, but just the commercial of the industry, the commercialness or whatever, however you want to say it. It's just the bubblegum, the candy coated shit, like that's what I don't like. You know what I mean? Like dumbing down what I say, like a lot of, not saying a lot of people, but when I first did that song, I was getting some speculations like, man, you doing the song about rolling, like you doing the song about doing drugs, like, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, yo, look at all the other songs out here, like, you know what I mean? I don't like that, like, you know what I mean? That's what the industry is, that's what hip-hop is. Hip-hop is a culture, you know what I mean? You spit what you do, you spit your life. You know what I mean? You don't gotta, I don't want to go to a label and spit something, you know what I mean? And they like, nah, you can't do that, you can't say this, you can't say that. That's the hardest thing that I had to deal with. You know what I mean? Coming into this game and messing with a label or doing songs for certain people, and they like, nah, you got to do it this way. Or, nah, we need a ringtone song, but it got to sound like this, and that's not me. I'm not a bubblegum rapper. You know what I mean? You'll never get that out of me. If you get a ringtone song out of me, it's going because that's what I wanted to do, and that's what it ain't going to be no candy-coated shit. And that's what I feel the hardest thing is in the industry right now, is getting away from that. Because right now, everybody is, you know what I mean? The trends is so catchy that everybody's doing whatever is hot right now.
Everybody walking around like a freaking android, a freaking clone of somebody else.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? They watch them videos and they do exactly what they say on them videos. Oh, that's how they dressing? All right, I'm going to dress like that. That's what they rapping about? All right, that's what I want to rap about. Nah, rap about you. Rap about what you live, nigga.
So are you originally from PA? I mean,
I'm originally from PA, you know what I mean? My family live in Florida. My whole mom's side, my whole mother's side live in Florida. I was raised in Florida and PA, but I was born in PA, lived in PA, and just go down to Florida every summer, something like that, down to Miami and shit with my peoples.
So how is the music scene out there in PA? Like, is it hard? Because, I mean, it's a lot of suburban areas out there. Is it hard breaking out from there?
It's more or less that York is so little that, you know what I mean, everybody feels trapped. So it's like one man don't want to see the next man doing good. That's what the whole thing is. That's why it's hard to break away from York. You know what I mean? Because you see niggas that's rapping and everybody, man, I know that nigga. That nigga ain't about that. That nigga never did this. Or, man, I know that nigga. I see that nigga every day at the club. Why am I going to go to a show and watch him perform? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's all about that. So that's why it's hard trying to get out of York. That's why, honestly, I get most of my sales, most of my publicity, most of everything outside of York. Because that's, and most of all my love, you know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, nigga, show me love here in York, you know what I mean? Females show me love in York, my family and people I don't know, you know what I mean? But it's just like everybody else, you know what I mean? Even niggas that I fuck with. It could be niggas that I'm cool, dap up with. I tell them, yo, what up, buy this CD. Nah, man, I ain't buying that CD. Nigga, I see you every day type shit, you know what I mean? You go out of town, you know what I mean? Spit something for somebody, yo, buy my CD. If you nice, they gonna buy it. You know what I mean? Yeah. York, niggas like, man, I know him and all this and this and that, and that's what it is. It's trapping you, so it's hard to get out. It's hard to break out.
You got to support the kid in order for him to push on to the next school. You got to support the kid. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm feeling the whole Verbal murder situation. And disclaimer, like, even though, you know, on this song, 21 Rolling, you know what I'm saying, Rolling and everything, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I was talking about, you know, little extra and stuff like that. But see, it's not directly telling cats. I don't think you directly, to go over there and pop a pill. You just basically like, cats.
Have a good time.
Have a good time. People drink and they be rolling. You know what I'm saying? They could be doing whatever. You know what I mean?
That's why
they could be high off life.
In general, I feel you. And then, like, when people listen to the song, I'm like, I mean, you got to listen to the song. I'm not telling you to go out and do this drug, do that drug. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Listen to the song, basically telling you, yo, just have a good time. That's why in the song, I was like, yeah, I've been smoking. I've been drinking and I've been rolling. Like, what you going to say? Like, yeah, I mean, I've been doing it all. Like, I'm having a good time. I'm drunk. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling myself. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm having fun. You know what I mean?
That's the smoke right there.
Yeah, and because everybody hear all the ecstasy and, oh, rolling means popping pills, and he just said he going to pop one and bite down, and, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? That's what everybody's listening to that, but they not listening to the whole song. Like, no matter what I do, I could be saying, nah, I'm saying I'm in the club hot as shit because I got liquor in me. I'm sweating and shit because I'm got so much liquor. You know what I mean? I'm just having a good time. That's all the rolling song is. I'm rolling.
Yeah, I'm rolling with you. I'm rolling with you,
Guapa. That's what's up. Les DC YC. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. We gonna go ahead and get them this rolling song right now. We actually, you know, broke the joint on. We actually played the joint on Friday, and we was getting some good feedback on that joint, son.
That's what's up. I like that.
You know? So we gonna give them for the people that didn't get to hear rolling, man. We want you to go ahead and introduce this for us, fam.
Alright, yo, this is that new rolling by your boy Verbal Murder, NFL Re-Money Records. I want all y'all to be rolling with me in the 2010. That's how we do it. MU, holla.
Yeah!
Three. Slip and slide DJ.
Let's move on to another exclusive. DJ 5053, Miss I can do without one. This by yourself, rolling. Verbal Murder. Don't forget to check Verbal Murder at MySpace. / Verbal MU.
I'm back, no question. Rider, everybody know him. Buying shots at the bar for my folk now. What you drinking, my nigga? You know I got that shit. It ain't the same, bitch. This is where the guap at. Hey, party over here. Whole fly niggas right cheer. What you over here for? Yeah, I've been smoking. I've been drinking and I've been rolling. I'm drunk, I'm feeling myself. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Them beans got me open, soaking, sweating in the club, getting hype now. After I pop one, then I play down. Right by the speaker just to feel the bass pound. Ready to wild out and tear the whole place down. I'm drunk, I'm feeling myself. Pause, I'm rolling. Swear to God, I feel like I never fell, dog. We rolling. I'm high, and I'm drunk. And that purr. I'm rolling. Okay, I'm still in this motherfucker. Brought a couple goons with me and a couple rubbers. Enough ice on to last me a couple summers. Rolling hard like a triple X stretch Hummer. I make it rain when you see me, bitch, expect thunder. No other, don't wonder. Take an X pill, like the next girl. Go to ecstasy with me, it's the best world. When you feeling like this, you the best girl. Chase it down with liquor and let your neck twirl. Ah, I'm drunker than a motherfucker, face it. I'm feeling like Gucci, I'm wasted. So hot, I'm wanting to get naked. Couple shots of Patron and then I purple haze it. So high like I'm rolling in a spaceship. Pop one, slow it down like the Matrix. I'm drunk, I'm feeling myself. Pause, I'm rolling. Swear to God, I feel like I never settled, dog. We rolling. I'm high, and I'm drunk. Patron, and that purse.
Man, I'm rolling. Are you rolling with a brother? Because I'm rolling with the brother. Yeah! We got this boy right here live in the building, man. This is a grown man right here, man. Verbal Murder, man. I'm loving this dude right here. I'm rolling.
That's what's up, Lash. That's what's up.
Oh, man. I'm loving that joint, man. I don't care what nobody say, man. You get a pick for me, son.
Yeah, you need to check that out. That's that new, you know what I mean, NFL Re-Money mixtape, you know what I mean? That's what that is, the preparation, you know what I mean? Holla at me on my MySpace, Verbal MU, Verbal Murder, MySpace.com. I mean, get all the new exclusives.
And that's real talk. Quick question, man.
What up?
Tell the people about this new mixtape that's about to go down, man, that's coming soon, man.
This
strictly for the promo DJs, man. Tell us what's good with that. What should we expect on that joint, son?
Yo, that thing coming out around the end of November, I'm sorry, around the end of January, that's going to be, you know what I mean, it's going to be worth waiting for. It's going to have a lot of people on it. It's going to have a lot of people on it and shit, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to have a lot of features, too. You know what I mean? I got a lot of people on there doing songs. I got Plies on there. I got my man Chance Casey on there. I got my girl Coco singing on there. It's just some good songs that Roland is going to be on there for a feature. I got this song called Look At Me. That's this club song. And then that thing right there, you know what I mean? I got niggas going crazy. So it's something worth waiting for, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. Hey, I'm definitely proud of everything you're doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Who's some of the producers you working with, man? Because the beast is fire, man. The tracks is fire, man. Who's some of the producers you working with, man?
I got the boy Big Meech on a couple beats. You know what I mean? I got my man DJ 5053, Slip and Slide, strictly for the promo DJ exclusive. I got him on there. I got a couple local producers. You know what I mean? My man Teddy, my man Tom Tom. You know what I mean? Just a couple songs from some of the, what's the thing called, from the SoundClick beats, a couple beats that I paid for from SoundClick from producers, you know what I mean, all over the place. And it just came together real good, you know what I mean, real some industry songs that I did and made them sound like my own songs, you know what I mean, changed them up, made them sound better than what they did. Niggas wasn't out here doing what they supposed to do to the beat, so I verbally murdered them things, you know what I mean?
Oh, verbally murdered them. Ow.
You know what I mean? That's what I did to him. So, like I said, it's something worth waiting for. Don't get me wrong. Like, the mixtape that's out right now is the preparation. That's what's out right now, and that got me on it, a whole bunch of songs with me on it, all my niggas on it, but I'm damn near on every song. And if you really want to hear how that boy verbally murdered shit, you listen to that, and then that'll have you like, all right, you know what I mean? I'm going to wait for his mixtape because, yeah, that boy is hot. And that's what it is. And every nigga that I fuck with, every nigga that I rhyme with is hot just like me. So we're going to do what I got to do. I mean, Les?
That's what I'm talking about. So, and this MU thing, man, because I understand the verbal murder because you're a lyrical monster, son. You know what I'm saying? You're a lyrical monster, son. So I'm saying, though, is where's the MU? Tell me what the MU's about.
Nah, the MU is just short for murder. You know what I mean? That's all the MU is for. So, like, you know what I mean? Because don't get me wrong. Like, niggas when I used to stay at the crib when I was younger and shit, niggas called my crib like, hello, is murder there? You know what I mean? Your peoples is not trying to hear that. My grandma, like, she know that's my name. You know what I mean? She know that's my name. She know I rap and everything. But she don't want to hear my friends calling my crib at 13, 14 years old like, hello, is murder there? So it started way back then, like, all right, I told niggas, yo, sure, nigga, just call me MU or call the crib and say my real name. But niggas wasn't saying my real name. They got so used to saying MU, they just stuck like, yo, MU. That's just short for murder, that's all, you know what I mean?
So what's your mom do? What's your family say about this situation when you said, yo, I'm about to go in with this. This is all I need. This is all I love. I'm married to this.
All my family said was, you know what I mean, do what makes you happy, you know what I mean? And all I did was that. I did what made me happy. And as far as, like, as my grandmother and my mother go, you know what I mean, I just do music that they can be proud of, too. Not all my music I do because they know my life and, you know what I mean, not all my music I do that they could sit and listen to. But I make sure every album I do, like, I'm a rapper. I'm not just a battle rapper, a freestyle. I'm a musician. I'm an artist. I make songs. So every album that I do, I make something on there that, I make an album that they can listen to also. They might have to skip a couple tracks, you know what I mean, because I'm talking about this and this and that, you know what I mean? But through the majority of it, half is like out of 20 songs, it's a good 6 to 7 to 8 songs that they can listen to and be like, oh, I got a girl singing, got a nice kind of, you know what I mean? And then the rest they might not be able to listen to. So as long as my grandma say, you know what I mean, if you can make music that I like also, you know what I mean, just do what you got to do. And, you know what I mean, she's been proud. Like, a couple of my songs she heard, she was like, that's a little too harsh for me. Then I come in like, all right, well, listen to this one. And then she'll listen to that one and be like, oh, all right, that's better. Like, you know what I mean? So she just told me to stick with it because I was good at what I was doing. So I just stuck with it.
Well, that's peace, though, man, that, you know, you got that support right there. And, you know, if you could change anything in the music industry, you know what I'm saying, because they got a lot of fugazi stuff going on in the industry.
Yeah.
If you could change anything in the industry, what would it be? What would be that number one thing that just irks you the most that you just want to change?
I really can't put my finger on it. Most likely, probably the fan support. Like, I don't think fans support their artists as as they're supposed to. You know what I mean? Like me, I'm a Nas fan. I ride or die. Nas is my number one fan. You know what I mean? There's people out here, there's fans out here that feel like, all right, he's nice. I like his music. All his albums is good. But then when he falls off or when that artist falls off and not keeping up with the trend that's out right now, the fans don't want, you know what I mean? You see him die off of that artist. Like, you know what I mean? You see that artist sales go down. You know what I mean? You see the fans start going over this side. I don't like the switch side in this. It's just like the game is just real shaky right now. You know what I mean? I don't think hip-hop is dead or nothing like that, but I just think it's not to where it's supposed to be right now. It's not 100% at where it was. Like, that's your artist, you ride. Not saying you ride with your artist if you do something wrong or anything like that, but, you know what I mean, if his music is good, it doesn't matter if, you know what I mean, like for example, Outkast. I like Outkast regardless how they dress, how they, you know what I mean, people saying when Outkast came out with the 7-playlistic, like, they was cool, they had the caddies, they was wearing everything that everybody else was wearing. Now they go to the ATL and instead the boy wearing turbans and then, you know what I mean, crazy pants and buckets and shoulder pads and shit like that. But the music was still banging. The music was still good. The music was better than the first album, you know what I mean? So how you not going to like these niggas because they not wearing, you know what I mean, button-up shirts and throwback jerseys or something like that's what I don't like in the game. That's it. You know what I mean?
So you think that basically, you know, the industry has lost its loyalty to one of the...
Yeah, because now it's a lot of, like, the young boys, and not young boys, but a lot of motherfuckers is only fucking with people who's talking about the swag shit, and I'm on the block hustling, and I'm getting cake, which is good, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, I'm fly, I get fly, I swag down, I be on the block, I hustle, I get cake, but that's the only music that they like now. You know what I mean? Like, when 3 years ago, before Gucci was out, well, not saying 3 years ago before Gucci was out, but before Gucci was out and OJ the Juice Man was out, and niggas was talking about Half a Brick and all this and this and that, niggas was on some old... Beanie Siegel type shit, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I fuck with Siegel, I fuck with Styles and Kiss and all this. Now niggas are like, nah, I really don't fuck with the Locks. I fuck with, you know what I mean, Triple C and Rick Ross and all these, which is cool because I fuck with them too, but niggas is fucking with them for the wrong reasons, you know what I mean? They fucking with them because, yeah, niggas talk about that cake, niggas get that guap, they getting money, da, 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 da. Yeah, they could be getting money, but that doesn't mean you gotta like their music, you know what I mean? I don't know, it's just, that's how I feel about the game. And that's coming from Verbal Murder.
Do you feel like a lot of it is fabricated? Do you feel like a lot of cats, you know, I ain't gonna say a lot of them, but some of them are basically living fabricated lives just to sell records?
Yes, I do. I really believe that. I believe half of these niggas ain't got what they got. You know what I mean? I believe that really, and I believe that the most because my uncle, not saying he was connected or anything like that, but he knew some artists, you know what I mean? Like, he fucked with the boys from Digging in the Crates. He used to hang with some football players. Like, he'd been around, he'd been to parties, and he knew people and saw artists and knew that their jewelry was not real, you know what I mean? But they niggas don't know that because they see what they see on TV. They see him in fancy cars. They see him with these niggas and that niggas, and they feel like, damn, if he on TV and he in the movies and he at the BET Awards, damn, all that jewelry that he got around his neck must be real. Nah, you know what I mean? It's not like that. Like, just because you see a car in his video, that don't mean that's his car. He ain't pull up to the awards with that car. You know what I mean? And all that jewelry doesn't mean that that's his jewelry. Doesn't mean that jewelry is real also. Like, and my uncle put me down to that, like, you know what I mean? He didn't say no names or nothing like that, but he just told me, like, yeah, that's how the game is. And niggas do that to sell records. Niggas do that to keep up their reputation. You know what I mean? Niggas in York do that. You know what I mean? Niggas hustle, get a little bit of money, and feel like, damn, why I gotta go spend $1,000 on a real chain when I can get a fake chain and get a bitch just as bad? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? That's how the game is. I'm gonna look fly for that night with that fake chain. You know what I mean? That's how it is. You know what I mean? And that's verbally speaking. You know what I mean? It's probably motherfuckers that do that in D.C. Don't get me wrong. I'm taking, you know what I mean? For the niggas that's getting that money, for the niggas that's getting it and doing it for real, like niggas here, you know what I mean? I'm not one of them. Yeah, I had real jewelry, you know what I mean? I had jewelry that ain't nothing. But it's just the fact that, you know what I mean? For the motherfuckers that's doing what I just said, like, yeah, I'm going to get...
It's some cats out here be doing that stuff, or they bought
yeah.
a man.
You know what I mean? Front for a little bit. They got a little jewelry on. And then people to the naked eye look like, damn, that might be real. Like, he did start hustling. It looked like he got a little money. He got a nice car. He did just get a good job. You know what I mean? He got a nice little pretty-looking girl on his arm. He got the Gucci on. I guess that chain around his neck is real. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. You feel
you
me, though, Lex?
I ask you a quick question. We got somebody want to ask you a quick question. Go ahead. Don't be shy, now. Ask a question.
How did you get started in the industry?
How did I get started in the industry? basically, my man Ernest put me down. He was like, I said, he was one of the niggas that heard me rap and heard that I was nice when I started putting out CDs. He was just like, yo, we got to take you out of York. You know what I mean? He had access. He was from New York. He had access to a public access channel. And then he put me on there, and then I got introduced to Slip and Slide, and I started getting every public access interview he had. You know how public access people have interview with the Clips, interview with Nicki Minaj, interviews with Exhibit. He'd be like, yo, Twan, you're murdered. You should come with us. You know what I mean? Try to promote your mixtape. Try to do this. I used to come with him, and I ain't going to say not nobody ever gave me bad feedback, but everybody heard my music and was like, yo, your music is good. It's just the fact of getting it in the industry and getting the right people to hear it, and you know what I mean? So I just stuck with it, and that's what got me in the industry. That's what got me more or less trying to get signed and do songs and be an artist and just be one of these niggas on the streets rapping like, yeah, I rap, I'm nice. You know what I mean? Yeah, I do that. That's how I won the K-Slate battle. No nigga in York can't say that murder will come out on these streets and on these blocks of York and murder niggas. Or I'll take you in the booth, do a song about you and murder you that way. Like, I'm an artist, so.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow. You definitely like over that. You like some venom over this.
Yeah, I'm telling niggas, I'm ready for this. I'm ready for this game. It's the question is this game ready for me? You know what I mean? And I don't think it is. My mind's too smart. Like I told niggas, I'm a genius with a manual. You know what I mean? Once I get in this game and they see how my brain works, they're going to be like, damn, we can't stop this man. Like, he got money to get everything. He must come with a manual. Yeah, I'm a genius with a manual, bitch. That's why I said I love Nas. Nas is a lyrical genius, and I just put all my rappers, Jay-Z, I put everything that they do. I got my business, my whole shit with me, my business mentality, right? Like I said, I am the CEO of NFL ReMoney Records, the same label that I do rap for. So, you know what I mean? Like, either way you say it, I'm going to get this money. I'm a businessman, dog.
So I'm saying, can I get a loan, though?
Nah. Is that what they want?
Oh, man, I love you, though, man. Stay on the line with us real quick. I'm going to go to a quick commercial. I'll be right back, all right?
All right, all right.
We're going to go to a quick commercial, man. Y'all need to go ahead and support this cat right here, man. We getting it in. Purple Murder.
www.myperformancetour.com.
Artists, DJs, producers, and models, are you tired of searching for the spotlight? Well, if so, beginning December 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Hilton Daytona Beach Oceanfront Resort in Daytona Beach, Florida, the Performance Tour is exactly what you've been waiting for. Register today at MyPerformanceTour.com. Artists, come and finally get a chance to be heard by the industry's majors. DJs, come and show your skills on a DJ battle. Producers, come and network with over 1,000 artists, sell your beats, and get recognized by the industry's majors. And models, come walk the runway, showing out the hottest new designs of the hottest clothing line. Strictly Bump 1. That's right, Strictly Bump 1. This event will also be filmed by G-Units, ThisIs50.com. Confirmed for the panels thus far are representatives from Atlantic Records, Def Jam Records, G-Unit, Interscope Records, Switcher House Records, riders from BET and VH1, and many more. So register right now at www.myperformancetour.com.
Yeah, we live in the building, Verbal Murder in the building, strictly for the promo, we getting it in all day, every day, you know what I'm saying, all love, you know what I'm saying, international, it's turkey time tomorrow, and we in the building with Verbal Murder. Oh man, this dude right here is a monster for real. So Verbal.
What's good?
You know I'm going to put you on the spot, right, because you know what I'm saying, a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying. You know, I love that freestyle thing, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I like to hear a little bit of bars, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, before I ask you that, man, I got people in the studio asking me questions real quick, yo. They're asking me, you know what I'm saying, are you single and stuff? So I got to just
Nah, not right now, you know what I mean? I'm not right now, but when I do, I will let them know. So, you know what I mean? Tell them if everything's looking right, holler at me on MySpace, and I'll put you down on my to-do list. You know what I mean? That's what I'll do. I'm an all-around person. That's what they don't know. They think I just rap. You know what I mean? I'm an all-around person. I'm a man. I got a sense of humor. I make you laugh. I play ball. I rap. I do it all. You know what I mean? Take care of my kids. I'm a father. Like, anything you want, that's me. I'm all in one.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. You know, we need people taking care of their kids, man, because there's a lot of deadbeats out here for real.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
It is.
So,
yes, it is.
So, man, you know, man, you know, Lush need that exclusive, man, need that verbal murder. I need my ear to dance a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
A couple bars.
We need one of these, man.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
We need a Lush Radio exclusive freestyle right now. Get it?
Yo, hey, yo, this is how the game go. Niggas better lay low, get their wigs split it like tango. And I spit crap like yayo. I'm all about my peso. Monopoly money, I call it Play-Doh. Hey, ho, you ain't know? Yeah, I got cake, yo. Still rock a nigga, make him lean like Fabo. Babo, bang, fo, shoot high, aim low, boss. American gangster like Young H.O. Better call me Simon because he doing what I say so. Trey 8-0, leave a nigga with a halo. Homo nigga, get a sticker with a rainbow. Real recognize real, y'all niggas lame though. I'm the president, vote for me like Pedro. Try to assassinate me? No way, yo. Hey, yo, wait. Y'all dudes fake. I run you out your hood and make you change of state. And I don't fuck with pussies. I just fuck pussy and eat pussy. And these pussies about to get ate. I'm about to go ape. Gorilla something on them. Squirt the heat, let it leak like I'm spilling something on them. They don't want none of. Twan, I'm a stunner. I grind in the winter and I shine in the summer. I'm a ride a little knuckle. A fly motherfucker so fresh. Yes, I stay in that shit like I'm a plumber. Y'all full of shit, so I'ma give them a plunger. I'ma hustle a little buster. Yeah, I move numbers. And I'm on top. Y'all not. Y'all under getting guap. I can make it rain, lightning, and thunder. Who hotter than a brother? Nobody, nigga. He lied. Little mama, I can show you how a G slide. How a G ride high in the G5. I ain't in the sky when you hear him say that he fly. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Hold on, I got you.
Yeah. I got a less appreciation.
Oh, yeah. Man. It's beyond a picture, man. That's what's up.
Niggas know now, niggas. You hear a little sample right there, you know I verbally murder shit. So cop the album, cop the mixtape, you know what I mean? NFL Read Money. You know what I mean? The preparation. Let me know what you think, and it is what it is.
That's some hot stuff right there. So what about this video right here, this yo-yo jump off?
That yo-yo video, I did that a minute ago, yo. You know what I mean? And that's, like I said, for example, I did that song for this label in London, and they wanted me to do a ringtone song because they were trying to put it on Nokia's ringtone.
Mm-hmm.
So they try to put it on the ringtone. So what mm-hmm. they said was... They was like, if I do the ringtone song, so they had me doing like a couple ringtone songs. Like I said about the ringtone shit, I was like, I'm not doing nothing that I'm not, you know what I mean, comfortable with. So when I did mm-hmm. the yo-yo song, like I made it towards the ringtone song, but I still made it towards my comfortability. What I'm talking about, a chick getting low, dropping it like a yo-yo, you know what I mean? And then I got good response to that. The kids like it because, you know what I mean, how the chorus go. She dripping, dropping low, low, like a yo-yo. She on the floor like, hey, hey, oh, oh, you know what I mean? So. And then we went and did the video. The video was just like, you know what I mean? We sent out a promotional, you know what I mean, advertisement to anybody who's willing, who got the camera and the right equipment and willing to, you know what I mean, experiment, come down. And we got somebody willing to come down, and he came down, took a look at it and everything, and he just recorded it right here in the city of York.
That's what's up, man. Them kids, whoever you had dancing, they was tearing it up out there on that basketball field. They was dancing
Yeah, that's just some regular, you know what I mean, like regular kids that be doing their thing at like the recreation centers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They be doing their thing down there, and then we let them hear the song. And like I said, I got some good responses. They heard the song and was like, oh, shit, it's a lot of things we can do. And then they the ones who called me up like, yo, before they even finished the whole routine, they called me up like, yo, we got to dance for the yo-yo jump. Like, I know you want us to do the whole routine, but just that yo-yo part. And then they showed me the dance, how the girls get low, and then the guys was behind them, like, you know mm-hmm. what I mean, with their hands over their head, like it was a string. And they had mm-hmm. them looking like a yo-yo, and every time the girl go down, the guy, you know what I mean, it was just looking nice. They put the whole routine together, and then we went to the park, went out, had some pizza, you know what I mean, ordered something to eat for everybody, and just had a good time. City came out, and we just did, you know what I mean, did what we did.
It's definitely a hot joint, but the question I have, though, on the video, man, yo, when you took your hand back and smacked that girl on her ass, man, I mean, did that hurt, dog?
What'd you say?
You said, pow.
Yeah, I hit that thing a little. She told me that afterwards. She was like, oh, sorry, you can't hit it. Like, you know what I mean? And then she wasn't expecting it, you know what I mean? She had her little sexy drawers on, so she wasn't expecting just like a hard, bare-ass smack like that. You know what I mean? She was just supposed to be in the video, and they was like, yo, you know what? For that part, you should just, you know what I mean? So I was just did what I did, you know what I mean? Did what naturally came. That's all.
Hey yo, I love your charisma. I love, you know what I'm saying, your energy. I love everything that you stand for with the whole movement and everything. And I see a lot of good things for you. And you definitely got a strong team. Shout out to Ernest Jackson. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my man Big E, he just walked in the crib. Yeah. He told me to tell you what up.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, shout out to Ernest Jackson, strictly for the promo, the whole movement. You know what I'm saying? They definitely doing some serious things.
Yeah.
And for the promo, DJs is going down with Super Slide DJs for the whole entire mixtape jump off that's going to be going down with Verbal Murder. I'm loving it. I'm anxious. I can't wait till the mixtape drop because I need to get it. I need to get it.
I got you. As soon as that thing drop, I'm going to make sure you get it because, you know what I mean? Like I said, I like appreciation, and you know what I mean? I feel you're an honest person, and I appreciate you. Appreciate this time that you gave me, and I want you to have the music. I want you to pass this interview to whoever, you know what I mean? Let niggas know about me, you know what I mean? Get me out there, so I'll make sure you get the mixtape when it drops.
Yeah, we definitely, you know what I'm saying, going to support everything you do, and we definitely, you know, got nothing but love for Strictly for the promo because they get it in hard body, man. The media game is sick, man. That promo is ridiculous right now, yo. And, you know, the other thing, you know, where do you see yourself? Do you see yourself getting into any movies or doing anything, you know what I'm saying, not besides just the music?
At this time, not really. I don't, you know what I mean? If I get into anything other than, well, anything that I get in right now is going to deal with music, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, because I never had no movies thrown at me or anything like that, no skits. I had, you know what I mean, anything I did was for music. Like, people throw soundtracks at me, like, yo, we need a song for a soundtrack, or we need you to ghostwrite for somebody, or we need a hook for this song. Or I feel if I don't do no rapping, that's what I'll be doing, you know what I mean? Ghostwriting for people, making hooks for people. So anything I do other than rapping, it will be behind the music, but I don't think about no movies or no TV shows or no reality VH1 type shit, you know what I mean? I ain't no murder looking for love or nothing like that.
Oh, man. I know you'll definitely have a lot of candidates for that situation.
Yeah, man.
For real, man. And tell the people where they can check you out, Murder, man. You know what I'm saying? Cats want to, you know what I'm saying, get at you, listen to the music and all that, you know what I'm saying? Twitter you, because you know Twitter's crazy right now.
Yeah.
You,
right now, man. You can get at me on my Facebook. And I mean, I got that under Verbal Murder and my verbalmu.myspace.com. They can hear all my music. They can see the videos. You go on my YouTube, you know what I mean, under Verbal Murder. Everything's under Verbal Murder, my YouTube. Got all my battles, some of the shows that I did here in York, some shows I did in Reading, Harrisburg. After the show, niggas be like, oh, yeah, I mean, want to spit on the block, a couple of them. You know what I mean? Just rapping on the block, rapping in the studio. The Yo-Yo video is on there. You know what I mean? Freestyling in the studio. It's a couple things. A couple of us just having a good time after the club, night out at the club. You know what I mean? You can just see how I get down, how my niggas roll. I mean, it's just all Verbal Murder. MySpace and Facebook and YouTube, Verbal Murder Me. And you'll see everything.
That's what's up, man. And when can Let's get a drop on the mixtape, dog? Holla at me.
Yeah, you're going to get a drop. But that's the only thing my mixtape is waiting for. That's why, you know what I mean, when my mixtape dropped, I said around the end of January, my songs is done and everything. I just need the hosting. So I'm getting the hosting from my man DJ 5053. You know what I mean? A couple little drops we got for some artists that my man Ernest Jackson pulled for us. And then, you know what I mean, just some couple DJs from around. So if you're willing to do that, you know what I mean, I'll take that anytime. Yeah, that I need that.
Well, I'm going to make sure I do like 6 of them joints for you, son. Real talk. All right.
Yep, I need that.
But,
I need that.
And the last thing is, you know, for young people trying to, you know, their endeavors are maybe to get into this industry, or they want to inspire you to do what you're doing, what kind of advice would you give them?
I mean, be yourself. You know what I mean? And stay with it. You know what I mean? Nothing happens if you quit. So, you know what I mean? That's why I ain't a quitter. That's why I ain't stopped smoking yet. You know what I mean? You don't never be a quitter. Never be a quitter. But, you know what I mean? On a different note. But, you know what I mean? Just stay with it because, you know what I mean? Like KRS-One said, I take what he said to the heart. You know what I mean? You got to have style and got to be original. That's all you got to do. Have style and be original and be yourself. That's it. My man.
So what are you thankful for, you know, getting close to that turkey date tomorrow, man? What are you thankful for, fam?
I'm thankful for my kids, yo. I'm thankful for my kids and the talent that God gave me. You know what I mean? Without my kids, there's a lot of things that I would be doing that I shouldn't be doing if it wasn't for my kids. And then, you know what I mean, just for the talent that I got, because, you know what I mean, I could do a lot of things. And it's not, like I said, it's not only rapping that I can do. I was a ball player, you know what I mean? I had scholarships, I can play ball, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm a good father, I'm a funny person, I'm a good dude all around. So I'm just thankful for the talent that God gave me and my kids, yo. That's about it, my niggas.
And your man, Ernest Jackson over there, man? What up?
Yeah, he just came in, you know what I mean? Walked in the door and shit. Wanted to see how the interview was going. He went downstairs right now. We at my crib right now. I just came up in the, I'm up in the little conference room. He went downstairs. He was just like making sure everything was going good. Like, yo, tell us. I said, what up? I was like, all right.
That's my dude. I can honestly say that Ernest Jackson is a great guy. He definitely goes hard for
he's a hard worker.
And everybody, and he's just a all-around genuine dude, and you know what I'm saying? He's a stand-up dude, and I send him much love, man, for real, doing some big things. You know what I mean? So, man, what's up with the food, man? What y'all cooking over there, fam? What's up, man?
It's gonna be some turkey and meat. See, me, I don't do the ham thing. I don't mess with the pork. Even though my family cooking and shit, you know what I mean, I really don't get down like that. I do the turkey and I do all the sides, you know what I mean? I mess with the sides a lot. You know what I mean? I get a plate with some turkey, and then all the other plates will just be all sides. That's it.
That's
right. I got like four houses I'm going to, so yeah, they better get these plates ready.
Yeah, man, I'm cooking up a storm over here, man. We not just doing a typical turkey, son. We doing the barbecue, baked chicken. We gonna have some little chicken breast salad. We gonna have some crab balls. We gonna get it in. I'm gonna be cooking up a storm. It's on and popping.
That's what's up.
So, but I'm proud of you, man. I support you. I see nothing but good things for you. Keep staying positive. Keep believing in yourself and doing what you do. I believe in you. I support you, man. Whatever updates y'all got going on, I know Strictly from the Promo is gonna slide it to me. We support you. And I wish that everything that you want in life comes to pass, man, for real.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Lush. I'm going to keep in touch with you. Y'all be easy and have a good Thanksgiving. That's when your boy in Verbal Murder, verbally speaking.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Bless. Talk to you, man. That's what it is, man. We had your boy Verbal Murder live in the building all day, every day, man. Always giving you nothing but that ear crack, man. This dude is one of our hottest dudes stepping in the game right now. Indie artist, look out, is going down. Verbal Murder. Shout out to Strictly for the Promo. Worldwide, international, it goes down. Lushy, Lushy, I don't just do it for the people. I do it for everyone. You already know, I do it for everyone. I do it for the people. I do it for the streets. I do it for corporate America. I do it for the people. Your girl, Lushy, Lush, man, happy Thanksgiving. And keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
Listen, fly DJ.
Another exclusive, DJ 5053, Mr. I Can Do Without One. This right here is called Verbal Murder. Don't forget to check Verbal Murder at MySpace / Verbal MU. And look out for that mixtape.
Hey, guess who stepped in?
MU.
It's me, I'm back, no question. Rider, everybody know him. Buying shots at the bar for my folk now. What you drinking, my nigga? You know I got that shit. It ain't the same, bitch. This is where the guap at. Hey, party over here. Whole fly niggas right shit, what you over here for? Yeah, yeah, I've been smoking, I've been drinking, and I've been rolling. I'm drunk, I'm feeling myself. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Them beans got me open, soaking, sweating in the club, getting hype now. After I pop one, then I play down. Right by the speaker just to feel the bass pound. Ready to wild out and tear this whole place down. I'm drunk, I'm feeling myself. Pause, I'm rolling, rolling, rolling. Swear to God, I feel like I never fell. Dog, we rolling, rolling, rolling. I'm high, and I'm drunk. And that bird. I'm rolling, rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Okay, I'm still in this motherfucker. Brought a couple goons with me and a couple rubbers. Enough ice on to last me a couple summers. Rolling hard like a triple X trench hummer. I make it rain when you see me, bitch, expect thunder. No other. Don't wonder. Take an X pill, like the next girl. Go to ecstasy with me, it's the best world. When you feeling like this, you the best girl. Chase it down with liquor and let your neck twirl. Ah, I'm drunker than a motherfucker, face it. I'm feeling like Gucci, I'm wasted. So hot, I'm wanting to get naked. Couple shots of Patron and then I purple haze it. So high like I'm rolling in a spaceship. Pop one, slow it down like the Matrix. I'm drunk, I'm feeling myself. Pause, I'm rolling, rolling, rolling. Swear to God, I feel like I never fell. Dog, we rolling, rolling, rolling. I'm high, and I'm drunk. Patron, and that bird. I'm rolling, rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling.
Up from the home of the bang out, the lames don't hang out, them hammers don't flash out here, we let it ring out. Running on my space to get you a layout, it ain't no welcome mess, they say stay out. BK got big, got J, and I will tell you who next, but that's cliche. Too fly, never land is the motto. Way time, me and Olin cup, we get a bottle. ACG boots, Yiddy ain't from uptown. Nah. Air Force ones, Yiddy calling Bucktowns. I'm Brooklyn like Fulton, like Sutter. Two straps, two words, two gutter, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. You know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker. Getting the wild up in this motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. You know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker. Getting the wild up in this motherfucker.
Mike, Brooklyn in the building. Brooklyn, we the building. Getting money, let it pallet to the ceiling. If you're squealing, we let them hammers bang. We make movies without a cameraman. Damn it, man, E and Y, keep them heaters sparking. In your whip, you'll get hit before you finish parking. Flossing, only permitted for real gangsters. If you ain't tuck your chain, cause they will chase you. Leave you naked in the hood to say the hood raped you. Lace you, razor blade scrape you. Leave a rip on your face, make your mama hate us. Hate us, can't fade us. We are major.
Yeah, yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. You know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker. Getting the wild up in this motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. You know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker. Getting the wild up in this motherfucker,
right? Okay. Don't come around if you can't fight. Sure. Never bust a gun or carry the hand knife. A block of war zone, surf the Van Dyke. One rule apply, either you or your man like. Oh, see, and this ain't the place you wanna be. Nope. Gangsters don't die here, only the wannabes. I walk around gripped up,
why?
Cause I wanna be. Chase a case of fraud, get hard and wanna leave. Who it may concern, I'm involved in all beef. Choppers that'll chew through a nigga like strong teeth. On his block, full of paramedics and long sheets. Make it look like he made a turn on the wrong street.
Don't Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. You know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker. Getting the wild up in this motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. You know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker. Getting the wild up in this motherfucker.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Nice, the voice of Brooklyn ain't a damn thing changed. This is
so exclusive. 4.6 rings, target at your brain. If you don't stay in your lane, got my boys in the hood. You already know the burrow. Menaces to society, weapons of a variety. I'm a boss, so this boss gon' do boss shit. In the game, nigga, you lost, get knocked off quick. Inspiration, G and big, know I'm destined to win. In the building, getting wild from beginning to end. Fabulous, what's my name? True Son Ali. Bum rush the door in the club, no ID. Yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. You know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker. Getting the wild up in this motherfucker. Yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. You know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker. Getting the wild up in this motherfucker.
The sector, supreme neck protector, better want him kid, Mr. Messer, falling pop, about to blow his lid from the pressure, too hot for TV, for cheesy, too many wanna be hard, be easy, it's all in together, going all out together, it don't take much to please me, still homes, I'm never satisfied like the stones, we don't condone biting, see them selling crossbones, protecting what I'm writing, don't clash with the titan, who blast with a license, to kill rap recitants, come on, in the zone with your nigga from the group home, to cow,
fuck your lifestyle,
put your lights out, get this shit to cracking, got you feeling with your pipe. Out. Time for some action. Surfing the avenue, mad at you. Where I used to battle crews, back when that's when that had that attitude. Cover me, I'm going in. Walls closing in. Got us busting off these pistols. My niggas got issues again. Same song, armed with the mega bomb. Blow you out the frame, then I'm gone.
Yo, I was going too, but we roll. Cellular phones, dot meth, back in the flesh. Blood and bones, don't condone. Spin bank loans and homegrown. Suckers break like turbo and ozone. When I grab the broom, moonwalk, platoon hawk. My goons bark, leave you in the blue lagoon. Lost through. D9's in the club with my suit. D9 in the glove, right behind on the boss. Haters don't touch. What? Weigh us both up. Now my neighbor doped up. Got the cable hooked up. All channels. Lift my shirt, all mammal. You ship off keys and we ship grand piano. Short all shotgun. Hand on the pump. Sipping on the 40. Smoking on the blood. Bust my gun. Red and meth. Hit and jump. La 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 la.
Take a X. pill, like the next girl. Go to ecstasy with me, it's the best world. When you feeling like this, you the best girl. Chase it down with liquor and let your neck twirl. Ah, I'm drunker than a motherfucker, face it. I'm feeling like Gucci, I'm wasted. So hot, I'm wanting to get naked. Couple shots of Patron and then I purple haze it. So high like I'm rolling in a spaceship. Pop one, slow it down like the Matrix. I'm drunk, I'm feeling myself. Pause, I'm rolling, rolling, rolling. Swear to God, I feel like I never sat on dog. We rolling, rolling, rolling. I'm high, and I'm drunk. Patron, and that bird.
Yo, this is your boy Chubb Rock, and definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Romance, I get it wrong even in the summertime. Ups to hugs, friends to romance, I get it wrong even in the summertime. All I need is a chance.
I think I like you. Should I step to you or write you? A yes, no, maybe letter like junior high school. I'm thinking about all the stuff I might do. I'm thinking about how you crossed my path on a Brooklyn block right off the Ave. I'm thinking back and forth and forth and back about crazy things like engagement rings. Yep, this is a crush, officially. I'm picturing imagery, this to be a 5-bedroom crib, 2.4 kids. All of y'all standing backstage at my gig. Oh, natural, no makeup on your grill. Plus your manicure crisp, no chips on your nails. Real deals, you gotta be the truth. Cause I can't stand them boots, but they cute on you.
Hearts to hearts, friends to romance. I get it wrong even in the summertime. All I need is a chance. Friends to romance. I get it wrong even in the summertime. All I need is
hey, yo, real talk. And I don't even really say real talk, but real talk, you should be on the billboard. Sweetie, you the type of dude to kill for. And that concludes this segment of real talk. I'm digging your style. Make a dude want to wipe it up right now. Smile in your hair like Al. Stepping in a fresh new pair like Al. Tell me your name, what's your sign, where you from, what you do for fun, what's your grind, who your favorite Sex in the City character, Carrie, no, wait, Miranda, right, give me your hand so I can read your palm and tell you what I see in your future, I hope I see me, see, try and let you know what the deal, ask Adam, if love at first sight is real,
it's real, friends of romance, I get it wrong, living in the summertime. All I need is a chance, yeah. Friends to romance, friends to romance, even in the summertime. All I need is a chance.
All I need, all I need, yeah. All I need, is you.
I think I'm feeling you. Sophisticated, I could tell the hood is feeling you. Don't trip, I dig that though. All of a sudden, I wanna play tic-tac-toe. Take it back to X and O. I be shooting myself in the foot like Plaxico. If I don't execute and let you know, I done ran through the blocks like a Tetris pro. Now I'm more grown, more prone to be against the horse playing. In the hard facade, these lanes are sport train. I need to know if you down. So learn a good dude, it ain't a lot of us around.
You got just what I need. I need just what you got. You so wild, mess around. Let's take it to the spot. Yeah. You're looking for romance. So why not take my hand? Keep it warm at night. Why is it night?
KS. Just a boy can serve.
Find it.
Locksmith.
Deny it.
Like to hug,
friends to romance,
friends to romance.
I'll keep
it warm, keep it warm, yeah.
You got a spacesuit, we gon' blast off. You got a spacesuit, we gon' blast off. No spacesuit, no blast off. You got a spacesuit, let's go. Georgia peaches, no discriminate, no discriminate. Don't doubt my stats, I don't slouch in fact. I don't be out like that, I don't do house like that. I never saw a blouse like that, jump on a VIP couch like that. Brethren, who's gone? Shave and shine up the dome. Drown myself in cologne. Put on a fresh new put on. That's the I be on. Put myself in the zone. For the so sexy and grown. But wait, where's my phone? Make sure my brethren still gone. Hey yo, y'all still gone? Cause I don't like going alone. I hang up the phone. We get there later on. And the prettiest girl I'm looking at is looking back and she says to me, me.
I just seen man and mama. She back to doing bad. Bought the 10th damn time. She relapsed out rehab. I barely knew that she was who. Till she seen me and hollered. Gave me a big hug that got me for $20. And my baby Angeline would be the bird when she sing. But now, due to that cancer, she blessed just to breathe. And she cried to me when she found out her husband cheating. Said her medication made it too weak to even please him. As I got high, I thought about these people and why God guarded me. Despite my evils, I can't complain by the thing. Cause neither do they. And if you see them till this day, you will hear them say,
I'm good even when I'm not. And alright even when I ain't. Long as I'm alive, I can't complain. I gotta push past the pain. I'm good even when I'm not. And alright even when I ain't. Long as I'm alive, I can't complain. I gotta push past the pain.
I gotta push past the pain.
And everybody wanna know what up with Quanta Esco. And if I'm still ill will or did I let it go?
Homies in the hood like this dude, Ether 2. Forgetting who helped me help them eat too. I ain't like these other rappers. I don't move ass backwards. I don't bite hands that feed me. Playing fair is what matters though. It's some things I will never understand. My son gotta eat and I'm a grown ass man. With a grown ass plan. Couldn't wait for the God. Being the artist and the CEO is hard. I'd rather earn my respect than take shots at a vet. You meet with me, man, we sit down and that's that. I say what I mean and I mean what I say. I got my release, so fans, I'm on my way. I wanted to be the one to prove everybody wrong. For reason, season, a lifetime, I gotta move on.
And I'm good even when I'm not. And alright even when I ain't. Long as I'm alive, I can't complain.
And I can't complain.
I gotta push past the pain.
Said
I'm good even when I'm not. And alright even when I ain't. Long as I'm alive, I can't complain. I gotta push past the pain.
You see a past man told me if he could see a sunset one time, at that moment he would be the happiest man alive. And a deaf man told me if he could hear a bird sing crystal clear, he would break down in tears.
And that's why I sit here and say I'm good, even when I'm not, and I'm alright, even when I am, despite all my flaws and all of my pain, I know I'm gonna be okay, and that's why I say
I'm good even when I'm not.
Even when
and
I'm
right,
right,
even when I ain't,
and that I'm
alive,
alive,
I can't complain.
Even when
I gotta push past the pain,
and
I'm good even when I'm not, and alright even when I ain't. Long as I'm alive, I can't complain. I gotta push past the pain,
that's why I
past
say
the
I'm
pain.
When I'm not, thank God. It's so hard.
Sniffing coke bitters. You can call me heroin. Yes, I'm that
yes,
dope.
I'm that
got
dope.
Your head nodding hard at prostitutes giving throat. I don't care if you blood, crip, Latin, or folk. Go ahead and tie your armor with this lyrical rope. Find a vein, shoot a verse so deep and come back. The studio's a crack house, so we do is trap. I got that ready rock, I sheet rock. What CD you want? Make it quick, the fans listen, so get straight to the point. They like who gun is that your video and touch my cheddar. And is that big and light projects? Come on, Jim,
stop it.
Everything is a profit. You know my struggle, feel my hustle and don't knock it.
Don't knock
I've been in the lab, working on my pens and pads. Like bodybuilders work on it, shoulders and ass. Get it, ass is despicable. Stick with it, you can get it. Any form of fashion, you babbling, rapping bastard. I've been in the lab, working on my pens and pads. Like bodybuilders work on it, shoulders and ass. Get it, ass is despicable. Stick with it, you can get it. Any form of fashion, you babbling, rapping bastard.
The city is mine, so watch how I run it. With bite-sized bullets, you never can stomach. You pay homage, you suckers, you see how I'm coming. The messiah of the rap game, the second coming. I done paid my dues while y'all sleep on snooze. All you junkie high rappers better detox soon. They recycling bars, man, I'm over than Mars. See why Kim said it's biting no matter how you recite it. A bunch of great imitators who steal others' identity. What happened to an industry where everyone's mimicking? Simulators are real, perpetrators to steal. Characters in the script banging blood like bus lips. They nervous like coke trips. My pirates are junk ship and snatch up your coke flip. Return to the brick snatchers, pimps and chip stackers. Six dope pussy adders, we ballin' like movie actors. But this real life.
I've been in the lab, working on my pens and pads. Like bodybuilders work on it, shoulders and ass. Get it, ass. Despicable, stick with it, you can get it. Any form of fashion, you babbling, rapping bad. I've been in the lab, working on my pens and pads. Like bodybuilders work on it, shoulders and ass. Get it, ass despicable, stick with it, you can get it. Any form of fashion, you babbling, rapping bad.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.